Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 63 of the West Malvern Social Club podcast. This week, we're going to have some more live music. I better give you some facts about my guest. Her name is Connie Gordon, and she is an incredibly talented singer and a songwriter from Malvern, which is in the West Midlands. And she is possessed of an unforgettable voice. She also happens to be the best interpreter of Bob Dylan's songs that I have ever heard. And she's a dear friend of mine. We've been frequent collaborators, and I was very, very pleased that she agreed to come over. Ladies and gentlemen, my guest on the podcast this week is my old friend Connie Gordon.
Hello.
We're not going to do like a full interview. We're going to do more like jamming. But I did want to just say, we were trying to think how long we've known each other, and we reckon it's something like 8 or 9 years. We've played together lots of times.
Countless.
So we're going to play some songs. We're probably going to play like 4 songs.
Yeah.
First off, we're going to have one of Connie's songs, which is called You.
My eye, that
was You, written by Connie Gordon, and played live in my living room. After that, we played our version of Old Sister. Sister. So the 80th birthday celebrations continue with Blind Willie McTell.
Can strut their feathers well.
You're listening to the West Malvern Social Club podcast. That was Connie Gordon and her version of Blind Willie McTell, featuring yours truly on extra guitar. Got one more live take for you. This is an Amy Winehouse song called Between the Cheats. Connie Gordon with Between the Cheats on the West Malvern Social Club podcast. I really want to thank Connie for taking time to come over and record with me. Every one of those was done in one take. Didn't she sound great? Here's a track of Connie's that I played on episode 1, Nothing to Say.
You might
Nothing to Say by Connie Gordon on WMSCP, brand new from This Is The Kit. This track is called Keep Going, the Desert Island version.
Peace.
Jesse D. Vernon, and this is The Kit with the Desert Island version of the song Keep Going on WMSCP. This is Aaron Lee Tasjan with Da Da Boys.
I tend to think I'm dying. Something I get from my mama. I'm only happy crying and smoking too much marijuana. I'm just a man with nothing left to disguise. My love's a lonely laser beam. Sorry if I shoot out your eyes.
Da da boys, I bleed to love. Gaga girls, you're my drug. My heart is wild, but it's true. Beating like a speeding train for you. I love anyone who tells me to. If there's a space in this city, someone's trying to fill it. All the impossibly pretty, they keep trying to kill it. They don't see me, but would it kill them to try? I know I make them uncomfortable, but I'm just living my life.
Tasjan, Da Da Boys on WMSCP. Brand new from Tristan. This is Cool Blue.
His ticker, a monolith, bewildered by a tear. So unfazed, flat out unknowing, he's angry with me just for showing a red thread of wild emotion, punch drunk by my mood. What good is a heart if it doesn't bleed? Stuffing it down so tight he can't breathe. What good is a heart if it doesn't heat that hanging on? start revealing my weakness, and when I need him, he'd rather hide away.
Tristan with Cool Blue. This is Landlady with Sunshine.
Hold your breath on mine instead. For now, careful with the sunshine. I won't let it burn you up. Made of sand, made of blood and guts. Show me what your skin's like. Up above your eyes and brow. Feed me now. Sing me songs of love. Promise you believe me. Instead, for now,
fall now, off with the sunshine. I won't let it burn you up.
That was Sunshine from Landlady, from their album Some Were Meant for Sea. This is Tiny Ruins, Priest with Balloons.
Not regular party size, waves crash on either side. He's wearing polypropylene, clutching at straws, holding on to string. What was he looking for? Truth, or was it heaven? Or did he just want to go out with a bang, so to speak? He's put his helmet on, steps out, floats on into the sky. Goodbye. It's funny, but I can understand why I wanna live where the traffic controllers are ballet dancers and billboards painted over with colors. Kindness is fine in numbers of roses, and nobody feels like taking the commons. Nobody feels like taking the commons. While some were meant for sea, in tugboat around the shore's knee, milling with the sand and always coming back to land. For others up above is all they care to think of. Up there with the birds and clouds and words don't follow. There are times when I sit down to tea, some well-meaning companion will ask me, how's it going with everything? Quite nicely, but I wanna live where the traffic controllers are ballet dancers and billboards painted over with colors. Kindness is finding numbers of roses, and nobody feels like taking the commons. Nobody feels like taking the commons. Nobody feels like taking the commons. Time has soldered on, I still think upon him. Waging with the sky, he's crying goodbye. What was he looking for? Truth, or was it heaven? Or did he just want to go out with a bang, so to speak?
From New Zealand, that was Tiny Ruins from their first album, Some Were Meant for Sea. That track was called Priest with Balloons. It's time for some piano. Brand new from Ben Crosland. This is Just Let Go. Thank you. Getty Song Series, Perceptions Volume 2. That was a piece by Ben Crosland called Just Let Go, from the forthcoming album If I Don't See You Again, which comes out on the 30th of July. This is B.P. Moore with Paid Respects. B.P. Moore, that was Paid Respects. This is Yvoir with Bloom. dressed in gold. That was Ivoire with Bloom on WMSCP. This is Allegra Krieger with Every Side of You. Joys of Forgetting. That was Every Side of You by Allegra Krieger. This is Will Stratton with Infertile Air.
And you drove home in your car. Did you think you'd get to rest without denying who you are? You said you'd clean them from the road, but when she asked where they had gone, said she didn't need to know. As if she'd done something wrong. You stalk the law like a jilted love, but when you catch it, so that you feel something there. Did it take you by surprise when you took both of her kids? The desperation in her eyes. When you told her what you did, you'd come from north of Culiacan, tried to buy themselves some time before he grew too old and strong enough to take the cartel line. You press the law like a branding iron. When your victims cry in pain, you make them take to lots of tea. As if that makes you less insane. You shipped your kids 2,000 miles, and they appeared before a judge. And he set them up in Queens. Slept among the bugs. And when she saw them at release, it had been over a year. They didn't recognize her face. Desert that has grown since you chose such infertile air. we'll just mark it with a stone.
From the album The Changing Wilderness, that was Will Stratton with Infertile Air. This is Anna Brune with Rubber and Soul.
Your reluctant voice saying you decide your own fate. But our rubber bands round my soul, they keep me from crawling. And these rubber bands round my soul, they keep me from falling.
Temporary Dive. That was Anna Brune with Rubber and Soul on the West Malvern Social Club podcast. This is Iron and Wine, Cinder and Smoke.
Thank you. whispers around the trees, the juniper bends as if you were listening.
Classic album, Our Endless Numbered Days. That was Iron and Wine with their track, Cinder and Smoke. From the band Landshapes, this is Conductor.
I'm not standing on the floor. the sound so silent, and I'll carry this moment, these touches unfolding, my universe folding, these vanishing borders.
Contact. That was Landshapes with Conductor. From the album El Capitan, this is Will Johnson with Trouble.
You did your shape with Colorado and had your dalliance in the east. Devouring all these friends that you had barely met. Till the names and faces melted into one peculiar beast. A bedposts and affairs that you might well regret. And to say I miss your face would come up short in painting this. It's a struggle just to get my sketches down. As I lean across my papers and I slowly fall asleep and dream about the death of our old town. And I guess sometimes the trouble with it is the trouble, it doesn't trouble me at all. So I wake up in this parking lot and I raise up all these blinds to a world that just ain't talking much at all. Just consumed by anything that has a password or a screen, and the place has lost its sympathetic core. But there is something to this quiet in these silent city streets, and this picture here of you walking with me, and the thought of how it's probable we will never dance again, and the fact that that's just how it's got to be. And I guess sometimes the trouble with it is trouble, it doesn't trouble me at all.
From his album El Capitan, that was Will Johnson with Trouble. on the West Malvern Social Club podcast. I'm going to play you another recording of Connie, and I want to thank her once again for coming over and recording with me. Anyway, this is Pawn in the Game.
A bullet from the back of a bush took Medgar Evers' blood. A finger fired the trigger to his name. A handle hit out in the dark. A hand set the spark. Two eyes took the aim. Beyond a man's brain. But he can't be blamed. He's only a pawn. The poor white man, you got more than the blacks, don't complain. You're better than them, you've been born with white skin, they explain. And the Negro's name is used, it is plain, for the politician's gain as he rises to fame. And the poor white remains on the caboose of the train, but ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. The deputy sheriffs, the soldiers, the governors get paid, and the marshals and cops get the same. Keep up his hate, so he never thinks straight about the shape that he's in. But it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. From the poverty shacks, he looks from the cracks to the tracks.
That's episode 63, people. There are only two more podcasts left. After that, we're going to do live Thursdays once again, if everything goes ahead. It's very difficult to predict these things. The frequency of the podcasts will definitely change. It might be six times a year. It might be monthly. I really don't know, and I can't predict that either. We'll just have to wait and see. A lot of people have asked me about live podcasts, and has been very frequently suggested since episode one that I do live podcasts. I've taken great pains to make these seem live. but actually each episode is assembled over the course of 3 days, and some of the tracks take months, if not years, to secure. I can only play what I have legal permission to play. Doing a live podcast would require a huge amount of money and equipment. I would think I would need a producer, an engineer, and definitely a stage manager. I just don't have any of those things. So doing a live podcast is never going to happen. We're not the BBC. We don't have the facilities that Jules Holland has. But thank you very much for the suggestion. I have obviously given it quite a bit of thought. Come back next week and I will explain to you why the sky is blue. Big love.